University of Florida researcher Tripti Vashish showed growers attending a recent Lake Alfred field day the results of pruning aimed at rehabilitating HLB-infected trees. She discusses the experiment.
This experiment is about pruning. We are pruning the trees to rehabilitate them. Basically, when you have HLB infection, there is a lot of root loss happening. And with pruning, we are trying to correct for root to shoot ratio. Since the root system is reduced, it is not capable of uptaking nutrient and minerals at a rate that is required for the shoot system. So we are reducing the need by cutting off the shoots, and then maybe a proper ratio will help the tree in growing better. So we did different percentages. We did pruning to reduce different percentages of canopy. We reduced the canopy by 25%. We reduced canopy by 50%, and then we also reduced canopy by 80%. 80% is a severe form of pruning. Basically, we removed most of the limbs and leaves, so it's very close to buckhorn pruning, but not as severe. Trees did come back beautifully. We have seen increase in the canopy volume. Severely pruned trees came back to almost 200%. So, and they all have a good fruit set, decent amount of fruit set, assuming that we did the pruning in January, so we got rid of most of the buds. Trees do look good, but we definitely, with the new flush, one of the things to keep in mind is psyllid pressure and leaf miner pressure, and we had a lot of pressure, so we do see a lot of symptoms of leaf miner and psyllid. But other than that, trees do look to come back beautifully and seems good.
And of course, it'll take a while, a few years of observation to know what an impact this has on production, correct?
Of course. Right now, the trial is 10 months old. We did pruning in January, and these are Hamlin trees. We are expecting to harvest soon. We'll have more yield data in hopefully next month, at least for 1 year. And we will be following the trial for few years, and we'll be doing maintenance pruning just to keep ensure what the trees are getting proper horticultural care.
And you had other observations, I know, about nutrition.
Yes. One of the underlying factors in this experiment is we are trying to compare different forms of fertilizer whenever you prune. Nutrition, irrespective, it's very important for the trees, but here we prune the trees, so tree needed to come back, and supplying proper nutrition is very important. Constant form of nutrition, a balanced form of nutrition, is what a tree probably needs, and we are comparing all-chemical dry soluble fertilizer, which is a standard CREC fertilizer, to a controlled release fertilizer. The rates that we tried, we started with 90 pounds of nitrogen per acre. Our preliminary data showed that 90 pounds of nitrogen per acre was low, so we increased the fertilizer rate. Right now we are doing 150 pounds per acre, and trees have responded well. We are going to stick with 150 pounds of nitrogen per acre for the control release form. Standard is getting higher because we do know that with standard fertilizer there is more leaching happening. Other than that, trees do look good. All treatments, all pruning treatments are getting foliar nutritionals. So we are not comparing any foliar, we are just comparing ground nutrition. One more thing that we have done in this experiment is thermotherapy. We did heat treat the trees, and Dr. Reza Sani did it with us, with me on this. And we heat treated the severely pruned trees. We did only severely pruned trees because they were smaller. We got rid of all infected leaves, and we wanted to see if heat treatment would be better for when the new flush comes. The trees that were heat treated do look good. They did come back. They all have a fruit set, which is good. At this point, we don't see much difference between heat treatment and no heat treatment. But this is only 10 months of data. We'll be following it through as well. This is preliminary to say comment about heat treatment at this point. trees are HLB positive, we can see symptoms, but that can be due to number of factors. Whether first, the roots were not treated with heat treatment, so the bacteria was still there in the roots, and when the new flush came, the bacteria came back. Second, with the new growth, we had a lot of silage pressure, so it could be a reinfection issue. So we are trying to troubleshoot these things the best we can. Right now, it's preliminary to comment about thermotherapy.
That's all my questions, unless you have anything you'd like to add.
So one thing that I do want to suggest, if you are doing pruning, analyze your trees. You don't want to prune too much, because it will take few years for the tree to come back to a good production yield, good production numbers. You don't know how much root loss you have, so you have to be, it will be a very much trial and error thing at this point. Every grove is different, every root, it would also depend on the rootstocks that you have. Second, it is very important to provide nutrition, but do not over-fertilize it when you cut the trees, because if there are not enough leaves, they cannot utilize the mineral nutrition. You might have more damage to your root system and shoot system with over-fertilizing. So small doses of fertilizer would help. Pruning seems to be causing new flush, but at this point, it's all trial and error.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.